This is basic comping in jazz of Freddie Green, made famous by the famous guitarist from the Count Basie band, who in those days they didn't have recording equipment sophisticated enough to record each instrument individually. So, and it's just an acoustic guitar with no amp. You're talking the 20s and 30s before amps came out. And so you can't hear them on records. But the band, the Count Basie band, which did very well, as far as big bands go, all the band members could swear that he was like the magic ingredient. And all he ever did was, I shouldn't say all he ever did, he did it with such grace and style and propulsion and rhythmic drive. You know, that's why the rhythm section, the whole band loved it. But the technique, you would go, one, we're doing an A minor 7, just for an example. You would go, one, two, you go one, two, three, four, but on the end of three, it's like a chuck. You mute the strings. It's like down, down, and then on the way up, on the end of two. Wait, did I just say the end of three? So it's on the end of two. My bad. Is a rhythmic chuck. You go down, down, up, and on that up, it's muted. Let's hear it. Like three, four. Yep, and then you just do two more downs after that. Three, four. It's quite propulsive, and if you speed that up, just relax a little, like loosen up your wrist. Doesn't have to be perfect for right now, but let's do two chords, A minor and D minor. All right, just those two chords back and forth. One, two, three, four. Good. And not that you would, but if you sped that up, you know, to we're playing Fly Me to the Moon, let me just give you the effect it has. One, two, one, two. You know, it's quite propulsive. So do it a little slower. Do the whole Fly Me to the Moon chord sequence like that at your own risk. My only critique with there, good, you're doing it fine. My only critique is make the chuck, the end of two, where you mute a little stronger if you can. If you need to slow it down, go right ahead. Ah, look at that. I go to Spotify, I go to Count Basie, and the very first thing that comes up is Fly Me to the Moon. That is too perfect. Now this is with Frank Sinatra, so this may or may not be Freddie Green himself. Because this recording sounds very modern, and you can hear the guitar very well. So this is my guess is it's not Freddie, but at least you can hear the style. So let's listen to that a little more. So I'm gonna restart the track, see if you can hear the guitar in it.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Pretty cool. I mean, the other genius thing that this guitarist is doing to imitate Freddie is the actual type of voicings, which we don't have time to get into, but it's all like, it's very sparse. It's a very specific kind of thing where you just play like root plus third and seventh, and because there's so few strings, you can really pound it out. Your hand doesn't have to like hold down multiple strings. I don't know, it's hard to explain. But that's cool.